愿大家平安。
Peace be among everyone.
在这个岁末年终的时候，我们对这一年来都有很多的回想跟感触。
I'm sure we have a lot of reflections and inspirations at the year end.
相信每个人在这年来，我们都生命当中都有一些困难，但是回头一看呢，也发现到神的恩典够我们用。
Probably many of us have encountered obstacles and difficulties throughout this year, but in retrospection, we have had God's assistance and help.
所以在岁末年终的时刻呢，我们再来想一想感恩的道理。
So during this year-end time, today we'd like to give a sermon regarding reflection.
从圣经上可以看出感恩上三种不同的人。
From the Bible, we can see there's three types of thanksgiving people.
一种人，他们是恩将仇报的人。
The first type is those who will repay you with evil, repay your grace with evil.
一种人是忘恩负义的人。
The second type of people are those who ignores or forgets your grace.
第三种人是真正会对神对人感恩的人。
And the third type are those who truly give thanks to God's grace.
今天早上我们从这三种人来学习，我们应该过怎么样的感恩生活。
So this morning we'd like to learn from these three types of people and learn how to live as a true thanksgiving Christian.
我们先看第一种人，就是恩将仇报。我们看撒母耳记上十八章十七节。
Let's first look at the first type, which is those who will repay you your grace with evil. Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上十八章十七节。
First Samuel chapter 18 verse 17。
撒母耳记上十八章十七节。
Samuel chapter 18 verse 17。
旧约三百六十页。
Chapter 18 verse 17。
十八章十七节。
Chapter 18 verse 17。
扫罗对大卫说，我将大女儿米拉给你为妻，只是你要为我奋勇，为主征战。扫罗心里说，我不好亲手害她，要借非利士人的手害她。保罗他是一个恩将仇报的人。
Saul here is a person who repays grace with evil.
他在这个这件事件之前呢，有生命当中有一个很大的困难，就是他们的国家呢面临哥利亚一个巨人的军事上面的挑战。
Before he said this to David, his kingdom was under great danger. They were facing the great giant Goliath.
后来神安排大卫打死哥利亚。
And then God sent David to beat Goliath.
大卫对扫罗的家，对以色列国是一个大有功劳的人。
And so David had great contribution towards the kingdom at that time.
想不到大卫的才能带来扫罗的嫉妒。
And however, because of this, because of David's doing, it caused Saul to be envious and jealous.
所以扫罗就想借着敌人的手来铲除大卫。
So Saul wanted to get rid of David and destroy him through his enemy's hands.
刚开始用暗的方法，后来明明的追杀他。
In the beginning, he did so under secret. However, later on, he himself pursued after David.
以至于大卫必须要离开可爱的妻子他的父家也受到影响。
Which caused David to have to depart from his wife, his family.
甚至他要到 跑到国外装疯卖傻，吐唾沫在自己的脸上。
David even had to escape to foreign lands and to spit on his own face to be undercover.
扫罗这样子一种恩将仇报呢，最后他的结局是很不好的。
So Saul, a person who repays grace with evil, his consequences, of course, is not a good one.
最后这个死在战场啊，很不荣耀的死掉。
And at the end,
失去了江山。
He died on the battlefield, very wicked way, and at the end, he lost his kingdom, his glory.
在这个世界上呢，在这个社会上呢，我们也发现到有一些人呢，真的也是我们也许对他很好，但是他们却用恶来待我们。
Likewise, in our daily living, we may find people that who we treat very well, however, they repay us with evil.
有一个朋友呢，要从这个东方的社会来到美国，那行李带的少少的。那另外一个朋友说：“哎呀，你带的这么少，可不可以帮我带另外一件行李？这样子我就可以带更多东西了。”
哦。There once was a person who planned to come to United States, and this person traveled fairly light. So one of his friends asked him whether if he could help him bring some luggage over to the United States.
想不到过海关的时候呢，这个朋友的行李里面呢，却被检查到有这个毒品了。
But during their at custom, this person didn't realize that his friend's luggage had drugs in it.
他跟海关讲说这个不是我的，这个是对方的。对方也否认了，说不是，这个明明是他自己的。
He told custom that this luggage does not belong to me, belongs to my friend, but his friend denied it.
社会上的确是有些人利用我们善良的心来害我们。
In our society, there are people that will misuse our goodwill and our gesture.
感谢主，我们的青年都很善良。
Thank God that all of our youth have kind hearts.
但是我们也命令我们的青年有时候需要灵巧。
However, we have to encourage our youth to be cunning sometimes.
有一个大学生在百货公司里面。
There once was a college student in a shopping mall.
看到一个很穿得很高贵打扮很入时的一个少妇呢跟这个青年讲说，哎呀年轻人拜托一下哦，你看到外面那有一辆那个 BMW car 在那边没有？
And this college student saw that there was a really beautiful woman all dressed up, and this woman asked him, "Do you see outside there parked a BMW car?"
我的先生在那边等我，他很急，可是我呢也很急，我想要上洗手间一下，你可不可以把这包东西呢带给我这车上的先生啊？
So this woman asked this young college student that my husband's waiting for me and I have to use the restroom, so I can't do this myself. So could you please take this package to this car for me?
年轻人很好心就拿那个包东西呢，就走出了百货公司。突然之间，警铃就大响了。
This young college student was very kind, so he did what she asked, and as he exited the mall, the alarm sounded.
So 我们跟年轻人讲说，的确我们要心存善良，但是呢，我们也不要被坏人来利用。
So that's why we always encourage our youth to be kind,
要灵巧如蛇,
to be kind and hard. But however, we must be smart and wise and be cunning like a snake.
无论是在圣经上记载，在社会上的发生这些事情，其实在我们事工上面呢，也有遇到类似的事情。
And likewise, these type of situation happens to us when we are serving the Lord.
耶稣基督2000年前来到人间，带给我们世界恩典跟真理。
Jesus Christ came to this world about 2000 years ago to bring this world to salvation.
他周游列国行善事。
And all he did was to perform good deeds.
但是呢，人却恩将仇报，把他钉在十字架上面了。
However, people at that time repaid his grace with evil and nailed him to the cross.
今天也发生在我们工人的身上。
And today, these type of things happens to our holy workers.
我们一个洋传道他大概去年还是前年从 IA 的神学院毕业。
We have a preacher young, and about last year he graduated from IA.
他到非洲去传道。
And he went to Africa to preach.
前几个月吧，还是前几个礼拜，我们收到他送一封 email 出来。
About a couple months ago, we received an email from him.
他跟他新婚的太太啊，一起到奈及利亚去布道。
And him and his newlywed wife went to Nigeria to preach the gospel.
住在一位弟兄的家。
And he, they lived at a brother's house at that Nigeria.
因为那里的治安不好，所以这位弟兄家呢，这个铁门呐做得很厚啊。这个铁门到 房门呢，那个门也做得很坚固。然后呢，他们住在二楼，二楼的门也做得很坚固。
And the area that they live in is very a bad area. So this brother's house was fortified by with gates after gates, and then they live upstairs, and the doors were all very secure.
想不到七个晚上大概很晚了七个人呢就来要抢劫。
And never did they realize one night seven robbers or thieves came and wanted to rob them.
他们没有办法那个打开那个大门呢，他们只好把墙挖个大洞，七个人从那个墙跑进来了。
They couldn't open the gate because it was secured, so they dug a big hole in the wall and entered it that way.
到第一楼的大门也是打不开，还是从第一楼大门旁边的墙呢，也是墙挖个洞，从大门从那个洞进来。
They couldn't, after they entered the gate, they couldn't get into the front door because it was locked, so they again dug a hole in the wall and went in that way.
那个男主人，那个Brother Andy, 男主人刚好不在。
The person that owns the house at that time was not there.
就是我们的传道传道娘，还有这个男主人的太太，跟他的一些孩子。
At that time, present at the house was our preacher and his wife, and also the wife of the house owner and some kids.
进来他们就开始抢劫，一支刀就抵在我们这个杨传道的脖子上面了。
So the thieves came in and they started to rob the house, and one took out a knife and hold it against our preacher's throat.
后来我们传道就闭着眼睛默祷。
And our preacher at that time closed his eyes and started to pray.
后来不默祷还好，一默祷就被打了。为什么呢？因为这七个人呢是回教徒，问他说你跟谁祷告？跟耶稣祷告又被修理了。
And once he started to pray, they started to beat him because those thieves were Muslims, and they beat our preacher.
回州人把我们黄种人都当成白人，那这七个人呢，对传道娘这位太太呢，也起了悔愤的心呢，感谢主，主耶稣保守。以至于这个首领呢阻挡了这个事情
And,
这个坏人的首领阻挡了这个坏事情发生更坏的事情发生
Those people treated our Asian people like Caucasians, and at that time some of the thieves wanted to rape the preacher's wife, but thank God the leader of the thieves at that time stopped them.
感谢主，主耶稣保守他们生命灵魂虽然损失一些财物呢他们拿了财物走了，但是呢他们身体蒙到保守
Thank God, God protected their lives and their soul. Even though they lost some wealth, they lost some money and possessions, but the thieves departed at the end.
所以我们看到这个社会上呢，常常我们要把恩典跟真理带给人，常常我们对别人有好处，不一定得到相对的回报。
So from examples like this, we can see that a lot of times we want to bring good news to people, we want to preach to them, we want to be kind to them, but we are repaid by evil.
就像保罗当时在布道的时候呢，也常被人家用石头打个半死。
Just like Paul recorded in the Bible, when he went out to preach, sometimes he was stoned by the people.
身上讲保罗身上带着耶稣受苦的记号，同样的，我们的传道人这位传道人身上也带着主耶稣基督受苦的记号
In the Bible says that Paul had the marks of suffering for Jesus Christ, and likewise our preacher Young, he also had the marks to prove of his suffering.
当我们遇到有人恩将仇报，不懂得感恩将仇报的情形之下呢，我们应该怎么做呢
？So during this type of circumstances, when somebody is repaying our grace. By evil, what should we do and how should we respond?
我们来看腓立比书一章第九节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
腓立比书一章第九节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
腓立比书一章第九节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
新约277页。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
腓立比书一章第九节，新约277页。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
我所祷告的就是你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。这边提到有爱心，我们还要有知识跟见识。
Here tells us that not only shall we have love, but we also shall have knowledge and insight.
我们的青年讲说，善良是好的，但是也要灵巧如蛇。
So we encourage our youth that it is good to be kind in heart. However, we must have knowledge and have smarts.
有一次，一个弟兄到另外一个教会去聚会。
One time we had a brother went to another church for service.
一个姐妹就跟他讲说，哎，你要回你们的教会，我这里有一包东西啦，可不可以麻烦你帮我带过去给我们的这个我的亲戚呢？
And there was a woman there and asked our brother to bring back a package for this lady.
因为他们是不同教会，彼此也不是太熟。
Because they belong to different churches, they did not know each other very well.
这位弟兄就想到一个事情，说，我每次到机场去的时候呢，人家都会问我说，这个东西是不是你自己包装的？
And so this brother remembered the fact that every time he goes to airport, the attendants will ask whether he packed his own luggage or package.
其实我们弟兄姐妹大家都是好人，可是因为他们两个太不熟了，实在太不熟了，所以那位弟兄就不晓得怎么办，好也不是，不好也不是，不晓得怎么办呢。
So because of the fact that they weren't very well acquainted, this brother was hesitant to accept this task of bringing a package.
那个姐妹很聪明啊，就是这个没有什么了哈，她就把它打开，这个只是奇亚瓜柿子干而已啦，就是我很想念我的朋友啦，我的亲戚啦，所以带一包柿子干给我的亲戚来吃啦，所以这个没有什么就再把它包回去，那请你把它带，那个弟兄就很放心啦，这个只是柿子干的，现在是我自己看到包装啦，所以我可以跟那个的人回答说，没有，这是我自己包的，
This lady, this sister was very smart, so she saw him hesitating, so she opened this package and showed it to him that it's just some dry apricot fruit, and so that to show him that there is really nothing inside, so he can bring it peacefully to this person.
当然，我们在别人跟我们恩将仇报的时候，我们除了有智慧跟爱智慧来判断以外呢，其实呢，有时候是没有办法避免的。我说恶事是没有办法避免的。这个时候呢，我们要把我们的眼睛放在神身上。
At times, even when we have very use our knowledge and depth of insight to treat other people, to respond to other people's evil, but still they still repay us with evil, at that moment we shall set our eyes and mind on.
我们来看，再看撒母耳记下十六章十二节。
Let's turn to Second Samuel, book of Second Samuel.
十六章十二节。
Chapter 16, verse 12.
撒母耳记下十六章十二节。
Second Samuel chapter 16 verse 12。
撒母耳记下十六章十二节。
Second Samuel chapter 16 verse 12。
旧约四百页。
Chapter 16 verse 12。
撒母耳记下十六章十二节。或者主看我遭难，为我今日被这人咒骂，就施恩于我。这么提到大卫。也是被人害了。
Here records
被人骂了。
That David was being cursed by a person.
大卫他是把他的眼光专注在主耶稣基督身上，专注在神身上。
At that moment, David handled the situation by turning his attention, his heart upon God.
让他骂吧，也许因为他骂我呢，神因为这样祝福我也不一定呢。
So David said, "Let him curse me for." Maybe God, because of this, will bless me.
你看世界上很多成功的人物哦，都是这种心态。
You can see that there's a lot of successful saints in the Bible that has this type of perspective on things.
约伯记讲说，哎呀，我的朋友通通在骂我，但是我的眼泪呢，是对神眼泪汪汪啊，不是对朋友，是对神。
Job said that all my friends are cursing me, are accusing me. However, my tears, my prayers are longing towards God.
大卫心里知道说扫罗王设计存心要害他，但是呢，圣经上怎么说？圣经上说他吩咐祭司把以弗的拿过来，没有错，扫罗是要害我，但是我对付的不是扫罗，我是把以弗的拿过来，我要跟神祷告。
And the Bible also requests David the fact that Saul is sabotaging him, trying to kill him. However, David did not take actions and retaliate. Rather, David wanted the priest to bring him the ephod so that he could pray to God. When our attention and minds are set towards God, then that's the source of our strength.
我们知道最近我们, GA的工作人员呢, 有人谈到说我们的 工作人员的那个, turning over rate 就是 辞职的 最近呢, 又在请人的这个比例嘛相当高啊。
Recently there's a report from GA that the turnover rate for holy workers is rather high.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
我们的工作人员 GA的工作人员 其实他们薪水都不高的。
And we know that the holy workers for GA, they do not get really high salaries.
他们出来为教会工作的时候都是抱着一副献身的精神出来的。
When they come out to volunteer to work for God, they had the attitude of self-sacrifice.
但是在工作的过程当中呢，却遇到了相当的挫折。
However, they may have encountered a lot of conflicts and a lot of misunderstandings during their work.
有时候你会觉得真的在工作岗位上，有时候会觉得怎么我工作不 appreciate 呢？人家怎么不？ 因为我这份心，为什么都没有人 appreciate 我这份心呢？ 来感念我这份心呢？ 看到我这份心呢？
So many of them may have felt the fact that their work went on unappreciated.
我是为谁辛苦，为谁忙呢？
They ask themselves, who do they strive and do they labor for?
当我们感到自己没有受到相对待遇的时候呢，我们真的把我们眼光 看着神，定着神，我们相信呢，可以神从那边支取力量，可以继续来做这种很高超的、很好的这种服事的工作。
During our serving for the Lord, when we feel that we are unappreciated, or when we feel that other people are not giving us equal treatment, instead of retaliating and quit, let us keep our eyes on God, for God shall give us strength.
圣经上也记载， 除了忘恩负义的人， 除了这个， 恩将仇报人之外呢，圣经上也记载另外一种人是忘恩负义的人。
So the second type of person, people that we would like to discuss is recording the Bible as those who ignores one's grace.
我们来看撒母耳记上25章第10节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 10.
撒母耳记上25章第10节。
1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 10.
25章第10节
Chapter 25 verse 10
旧约369页
Chapter 25 verse 10
撒母耳记上25章第10节 拿巴回答大卫说大卫的仆人说大卫是谁啊耶西的儿子是谁啊近年来便利主人 奔逃的仆人太多了，十一节，我岂可将饮食和为我剪羊毛人所宰的肉给我不知道从那哪里来的人呢？这边提到说，拿巴呢对大卫的恩惠，他是忘掉了。Here
we can see that Nabal forgot about the grace that he received from David.
那个大卫在这个逃亡的期间呢，无家可归的期间呢，花了很多精神帮拿巴这个财主照顾他的羊群。
During the time that David was escaping from Saul, he spent a lot of time taking care of Nabal's possessions.
那他们那时候呢？ 拿巴那个时候刚好在过节啊，剪羊毛的日子就是过节的日子，就好像我们这边的过年呐，或者是 Thanksgiving 这样的一种日子啊。And
at that time, it was the holiday season, and it was the time for them to shear the sheep.
那我们知道，比如说像美国这种传统感恩节，我们都彼此谢谢那。 团员送礼物，很温馨感人的。那么大卫呢，也希望呢，拿巴可以借着这个机会呢，来资助他的一些仆人，因为他们很辛苦的帮他工作。
And that holiday was equivalent of our Thanksgiving today, where people reflect and give thanks to others. And at that time, David wished Nabal to give thanks to him and repay him by giving some things to David's servants.
拿巴很愚顽，很顽固。不懂得感恩，把大卫的恩惠通通忘掉了。
But Nabal was ignorant of David's grace before and was very stringent and did not provide David anything.
后来当然拿巴的下场也非常的不好。
So we can see because of this, his consequences at the end was
后来被神击打也是过世了。
And he was punished by God and was killed by God.
我摸起到我们对人要懂得，尤其一年来，我们相信啊，我们很多人都接受到其他同龄或是其他人的一些恩惠啊，我们对人要懂得感恩呐、啊。
So during this year-end time, let us reflect back to those who have given us grace and help, so we could properly give thanks to them.
有位大学教授呢，啊，介绍他的学生去一家，他是教这个大众传播。的事情啊，他介绍一个学生呢，去一个电视台做实习的记者。
There once was a professor, a professor in mass or public communication, and one time he referred a student to a TV station for internship.
那两年之后呢，这个学生遇到老师了。
Two years after that, the student met this professor again.
老师，我真的还不错哎。你把我介绍进去之后呢，在三个月呢，我就升为正式记者。在一年呢，我又被人家提升了。
This student told his ex-professor that because of the fact that you referred me to the TV station, I got 2 years after that I was promoted to reporter, and after that I was elevated to a higher position.
老师心里想说，哎呀，你这么好，也不跟我用电话打，也不给我打一声电啊，打一个电话给我知道啊，让我知道。
So this professor was kind of sour inside and thought to himself, how come you did not even give me a phone call to thank me or inform me of this good news?
他心里想说，其实哈，礼貌呢，使一个人更美丽呀。
Proper manner is a type of inner beauty.
所以他就提出一种观念，说人呢不怕欠，只怕忘；不怕欠恩典呢，只怕忘恩典。
So this professor thought to himself, or had a theory in him that it is actually better to owe people favors than totally as opposed to totally forgetting people's grace.
他就提到台湾话的一句俚语了哈。那台湾话一句俚语说哈，吃人一斤嘛爱嫌人细尿啦，就是哈，你用人家一斤哈，也要还人家四两啊。台湾一斤是16两啊，你没有办法还16两没有关系，你至少还人家4两嘛。
And he thought to himself, Taiwanese saying or proverbs that goes, it's better if you repay at least a little portion back of what you owe to other people.
这个还人家四两，这个不一定是物质上相对的这种等。还呢，有时候是一种 appreciation， 是一种态度，是一种精神，是一种心意。
Basically, it's the thought that counts. Sometimes you may not be able to repay everything that you owe, but because of the gesture, the fact that you are trying to, will be enough.
那个教授做个统计，他说我们这一辈子呢，我们所遇到的人呢，大概可以遇到15000个人呢。
And this professor went on and estimated the fact that every year we probably will.
不是 every year， 一个一辈子啊。
Through our lifetime we will probably encounter
15000人。
15,000 people。
我想一想，哎，这个 case 对我来讲还蛮适合的哈。15000人，也许我遇到的更多一点呢、啊。
And I thought to myself, maybe because of what I do, I probably will encounter more people.
他说这15000人当中呢，有的人真的是我们生命当中的所谓恩人。
And he said that within this 15,000 people, there may be a lot of them that are that we owe grace to.
有的人是我们的启蒙老师，因为他呢，我们在知识上呢有突破。
Some may have been a lend a helping hand during our career or our studies.
有的人可能是我们在最困难的时候扶我们一把的人。
There may be people that have helped us and lend us some help during our weakest moments.
我们不要把这些人给忘记了。
So let us not forget about these people.
我这次参加 NCC 的时候，我就发现到一个很有趣的现象。
During the NCC meeting this year, I've experienced or observed a very humorous
thing.很有趣，就是看到我们的这个有的工人呢，利用这个大会的时候呢，来谈一谈说，哎呀，其实我们因为他是在教会里面是负责一些行政工作啦，他就会提到说啊，我们教会的这些哈employee哈，我们教的这些。 企业的员工哦，他们真的好认真哦。你看他们送出来email，看时间，凌晨送出来的，所以可见呢，他们平常工作都很认真呢、啊。这个当着大众面前呢，来这个鼓励他曾经跟他一起共事的同工啊。And there
was a holy worker that who got up and very amusingly said that. Pointed out the fact that you know our GA workers works very hard for the church because if you look at some of their emails, when they sent their emails, it was sent very early in the morning or very late at night. So as an encouragement to the holy worker that they're doing.
我们常常说我们不一定要这个。 早上起来就赞美人哦，早上起来赞美人会使那个人跌倒，然后，所以我们常常也是很吝啬鼓励人的。圣经上这样讲，不要早上一起来就赞美人哦，早上一起来赞美人会像让他跌倒，不厌无故你说我很漂亮做什么？In
the Bible, it tells us that we have to be careful when we praise people early in the morning because that may cause that person to fall.
但是因为这种观念呢，让我们鼓励的心也相对的减少了。
But because of that, it'll cause us to
对人 appreciate 的心也相对减少了
to not give out as much words of encouragement or appreciation for others.
可是你看保罗的书信最后，有时候不一定是这样呢。
But that doesn't Paul, if you look at his letters at the end, he didn't necessarily agree with that.
啊，以巴伯提，啊，他是真的。 书里面真正的同工，他是宁愿把自己生命牺牲给你们，他都乐意的人。保罗这个在公开的信上面呢，称赞以巴伯提。And
Paul,
以巴伯提啊，Epaphroditus.
Paul would openly in his letter praise a certain holy workers for their good deeds.
不是这个人而已，保罗强调说，哎，谁是真的工人啊？谁是真的是为你们劳苦劳心劳力的啊？真的是，我们有时候要 appreciate，要感念呢那些啊跟我们一起同工的啊，我们敬爱的工人，或是跟我们一起共事的，我们要 appreciation，要感恩呢。Not
just that, Paul would in his letter openly list out specific names of workers that. Have done certain good deeds and encouraged them, and likewise we have to imitate him.
So we thank the Lord. We really feel that we in the Saint Osei Church, oh, really, many brothers and sisters, many families, they are giving their lives to God, this way to serve God's kingdom. They are really willing. Such people are many.
And we can see that there's a lot of families or brothers and sisters in our San Jose Church that have sacrificed their life or they're opened up their family for serving God.
我们要利用年底岁末这个时候呢，啊，求主耶稣来纪念啊，凡是爱神、热心爱神的人呢。So
we must use the year-end time to reflect and ask God to bless those who have worked for Him.
我们不要忘了人的恩惠。
Also, we must not forget about the grace that we receive from.
其实，在这15,000人当中，对我们恩惠最大的是我们天上的神。我们更不可以忘记神的恩惠。
And the person that gave us the most grace and blessing is our Heavenly Father. So we shall not forget about His grace.
神在旧约感叹人呢，常常忘了他。
God has sighed. Aside because of the fact that people have forgotten about His grace. And His blessings.
我们来看以赛亚书第一章第三节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 3, verse 1.
以赛亚书第一章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3.
旧约811页。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3.
以赛亚书第一章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3.
以赛亚书一章第三节，旧约811页。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 3.
你要认识主人，驴认识主人的槽。 以色列却不认识我，我的民却不留意。第二节
，Verse 2，
天哪、啊，要听地啊，侧耳听，因为主说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我，啊，这是神的感叹。
This is the sighing of God。
这边整体到说，动物都很有感情。
Here, God mentioned the fact that even animals have emotions toward his master.
这个很懂得认识主人呐，他们都认识主人呐。
They will recognize and acknowledge their master.
但是呢，以色列百姓却不认识我。
However, the Israelites people did not even understand me.
真的动物很有感情哦。
And indeed, animals have great emotions.
当我们家那个前面的草没有。 没有梦的时候呢，草很长的时候呢， 这个隔壁的猫有时候会来方便一下哦。
When we do not mow the grass in front of our house, when it gets long, our neighbor's cat would come and basically go to bathroom on our lawn.
那我爸爸看到很生气，有时候就把猫赶走这样子。
And my father, when he sees this, he would get really angry and chase away the cat.
我听说有位同龄，他很有趣，他做了那个用纸做的像弹弓，用橡皮筋这样打那个猫这样子。
I had a friend that would shoot these cat with a rubber band.
可是我到那个夏威夷去，我发觉到那边猫很有感情哦。
But when I was in Hawaii, I discovered that the cats there had lots of feelings and emotions. Yeah,
我到毛会去啊，站在一个同龄的那个，就是跟一个同龄去访问呢、啊。那个猫我都不认识，还竟然会走到我的脚来，跟我用它的身体摸我的腿，这样一直摸。我说奇怪，这个我也不认识你，你是谁呀？
And when I was standing there one time, there was a cat that I've never even seen before would come and show his or her affection by rubbing his body against my foot.
我又到另外一个岛卡哇伊去啊，这个到一个弟兄家访问，他们家有一个很漂亮的白色的波斯猫。哎，我一坐上他们家的沙发，它就跳到我的膝上来，然后一直跟我喵喵了，要我这样跟它 pet 这样它哈，跟它。 跟他抚摸这样子。
And when I went to Kauai to visit a brother, he had a very really nice white Persian cat in his home. When I sat down on their sofa, this cat jumped on me and purred and wanted me to pet.
我就觉得这个猫对主人呢，真的很有感情哦，而且对主人的客人呢，都会表示友善。
So I've discovered that this cat had a lot of affection, a lot of feelings, even to the guests of his master.
今天我相信神对我们的感情呢，比夏威夷人对他们的猫的感情还要来得高，来得深一点。
Today, I'm almost certain that God's affection towards us and feelings for us is greater than these cats.
如果夏威夷的猫懂得对主人的客人献殷勤。 我们如何能够不纪念我们天上的神对我们的恩典呢？
Even if these animals or these cats would learn to show affections or feelings towards their master, how much more should we show affection and emotion towards our master, Heaven God?
其实不只是旧约神在感慨，新约主耶稣基督也感慨。
And not even in the New Testament that Jesus Christ also lamented and was saddened because of this.
我们来看路加福音17章17节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音17章17节。
Luke chapter 17 verse 17.
108页。
Luke chapter 17 verse 17.
路加福音17章17节。
Luke chapter 17 verse 17.
路加福音17章17节。
Luke chapter 17 verse 17。
除了这外族人，再没有人回来归荣耀给神吗？我们跳过来念是，对不起，17节。17。 耶稣说：“洁净的人不是十个人吗？那九个人在哪里呢？”18节。
18。
除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀给神吗？耶稣一个很深很深的感叹。
And this was a very deep regret of Jesus.
Yeah, 你们, 我进你们城的时候呢, 你们十个人远远的大声喊说, 啊, 先生啊, 先生啊, 帮助我啦, 啊, 啊, 帮助我, 远远的站着这样喊啊, 可怜, 可怜我们吧。
When Jesus entered the city at that time, 10 of the leprosy were there and calling out to Jesus, please help us, please help us.
什么你们得到了恩惠, 得到了好处, 就只有一个人懂得回来说声谢谢呢。
How come after they received God's blessing, God's healing, only one person came back to thank Jesus?
所以弟兄姐妹们, 在岁末年终的时候, 我们再反省一下, 我们是不是那个懂得感恩的人呢？
So, brothers and sisters, during this year-end moment, let us reflect back and reflect upon ourselves. Whether are we this one person who learns to give thanks?
有一个工人，他也是很感慨呀。
There once was a servant of God that
also 感慨sigh.
It was very saddened and very sighed.
他跟到那个教会去的时候呢，有时候去家庭访问，看到有些家庭真的是哦，见证神的恩典啊，见证到流眼泪啊。
And sometimes he would go to people's house and visit them and testify God's grace to the point where he started shed tears.
那工人就说：“哇，这个人真的是，主耶稣太爱他了，主耶稣太爱他了。”
And this worker would feel that Jesus Christ loves this family so much.
但是经过两三年之后，三四年之后，
However, after 2 or 3 years,
怎么现到这个人在哪里呢？
And this person cannot be, this family cannot be found anymore.
怎么不到，不再到神的跟前来，跟主耶稣说声谢谢，到神的跟前来，跟主耶稣敬拜呢？
This family or this person who was blessed by Jesus Christ disappeared and no longer came back to thank God for the grace received.
所以我们都不再做一个不懂得感恩的一个忘恩负义的人呐。
So let us not become those people that ignores or forget about God's grace.
我们要做一个感恩的人。We
must become a person of thanksgiving.
我们要有一颗感恩的心。We
must have a thanksgiving heart.
到底感恩对我们个人的生命有什么好处呢？
What kind of benefits would it bring us for Thanksgiving?
我们知道一个人越懂得感恩，他对神的认识会越深刻。
We can discover that a person who learns to give thanks more will become more understanding or become closer to God.
就好像这十个人原来是远远的离开主耶稣好远的在那边招呼，现在这个懂得感恩的人呢，却匍匐在主耶稣面前，那个距离是很短的，跟主耶稣是很 close 很亲近的。
Just like when these 10 leprous people called out to God, and this one person who learned how to give thanks came back to God and give thanks to him, and at that moment he was close to God, right in front of God.
真的是这样子的, 保罗他是一个懂得感恩的人。
Paul was a person who knows how to give thanks.
无论遇到事情，无论遇到什么样的这种服事上，无论遇到什么样的阻力呢？他说绝对不让任何事情让他跟神的爱隔绝。
No matter what kind of problem he encounters, he said to himself that he shall not let anything separate his love for God.
可是你发现到他在服事过程当中呢，对神越了解越清楚，所以他在灵里面领受诸般的奥秘，对神。 神国度里面领受到诸般的奥秘。
And because of this, he was closer to God, and he received a lot of in-depth knowledge of God.
所以我们真的要继续服事。
We must continue to serve and also continue to give thanks to God.
感谢主，这次那个我们在NCC开会的时候呢，改选的负责人。
Thank God that this time during NCC meeting we've appointed a new chair.
改选的那个GA member 哈。 GA Council member.
We selected new GA Council members.
那后来这个新的 GA member 跟旧的 GA member 呢，他们就合照。
And at the end of the meeting, the old, the ex council members had a picture with the new church council member.
我看那张照片很有趣。
And when I looked at, when I saw the picture after it was developed, I was very amused.
因为要离开GA office的这些人，我看到照片上每个人都笑得好开心啊，进去的人呢，每个人都好像那个这个肩膀很沉重的样子啊，大家都笑不太出来。I
discover on those faces of those people workers that are leaving their positions as council members are all smiling very happily. Those who are just newly appointed looked like they had great burdens on their shoulder.
那一个新的工人呢，就问一个在里面服侍一段时间的工人说：“你的工作这么繁琐，你到那个我一点经验都没有，到底要怎么把这个怎么样把这个事情做好呢？”
New appointed worker asked an old worker and asked this person how to carry out your work. I have no idea how to do so.
他的给他的答案就是说：“你继续做，主耶稣就加添了。”
And this old worker gave this person advice by saying that you continue to do God's work and God will
继续做，主耶稣就加添。
Keep continuing doing God's work, then God will edify add upon your strength.
真的，一个越懂得感恩、不放弃、继续服侍的人呢，他在过程工作过程当中，他会跟神越来越接近，就好像这个人一样。跟神接近之后呢，神的智慧、神的方法、神的计划就会启示给我们，我们就有办法把托付的工作完成出来了。
And it is true that when a person knows how to thanksgive to God and will be closer to God, then he will be revealed of God's plans, God's will, and God's strength.
我们再换一个方向来讲说，一个不懂得感恩的人呢，他真的跟神的距离会越来越远哦。
On the contrary, those who forget or does not know how to give thanks to God's grace will depart and be drawn farther away from God.
我们常常提到说，十一捐是神的，把神我们所有的都是神有主权，所以我们应该呢，把我们的生命时间呢，甚至我们的钱财呢，要奉献十分之一啊。We
also all the time encourage members that because everything is from God, everything is under the control of God, so we would sacrifice our time or even offer some of our wealth back to God.
圣经上应许我们说，人这样做呢，这样试试神呢，把神当大的物奉献给神呢，神要把天上的窗户敞开，让赐给我们，甚至让我们没有地方可以容纳。
In the Bible, it records that those who give tithe and who offer to God, God will open up the window of blessing and shower upon the blessing upon those who offers.
那真正有在实行这样的人呢，真的回头一看。 那会计到说，那个神的恩典真的是越来越多，不一定是物质的，很多方面神的恩典越来越多。那这样他跟神的关系真的是越来越亲近。那相对的呢，如果我们真的不懂得感恩，我们也觉得我们跟神的距离也许会越来越远，不一定啊。And
those who indeed have offered tithe will look back and reflect upon the blessings that they've received from God, not necessarily materialistic blessings, but they will see very clear things that they that received, and this will draw closer to God, as opposed to those who haven't offered, they will see themselves further from God.
懂得感恩的人，除了对神越来越认识之外呢，越亲近之外呢，再来就是他对神的恩惠领受真的是越来越多。
A person who knows how to give thanks to God will not only be drawn closer to God, but rather he will have the heart of repaying God more.
就像路加福音17章19节，神对那个人说呢，你起来，你的信救了你呀。
Just like chapter 17 of Luke, verse 19, Jesus said to that person who came back to give thanks to Jesus, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well."
你是恩上加恩的人。
You have become the person who had grace upon grace.
你有肉体得到医治的恩典。
You have received the physical healing.
你有属灵上得到救恩的恩典。
You have received salvation in our spirit.
感恩的人是恩上加恩的人。
A person who give thanks to God will be added upon their grace.
真的，我们看圣经常常是这样子的。
And truly, that this is how what the Bible tells us.
请问神什么时候跟亚伯拉罕说？ 论胡，我要将天上的大福赐给你呢。
Question: When did God told Abraham that he shall bless him with great blessings.
岂不是他将他的儿子愿意将他的儿子献独生子献给神的时候吗？
Wasn't it after Abraham decided to sacrifice his own the life of his own son to God?
请问但以理的三个朋友，他们这一辈子当中，哪个时候体会到神最深的同在、最大的恩惠呢？
And question, the three friends of Daniel, during what moments of their life have they discovered the biggest blessing from God?
岂不是他们拒绝敬拜偶像，他们说死就死吧，我们宁愿敬拜神，那一刻舍己的精神，那一刻拜神服事的精神，在那个时刻他们体验到神最深刻的时刻吗？
Wasn't it at the moment where they declared the fact that they will not bow down to worship idols, and they declared their faith towards God, that's when God gave them strength and blessed them.
请问耶稣基督什么时候得到最大的荣耀？
Question, when did Jesus Christ receive his ultimate glory?
岂不是他愿意将身体献上，为我们的人类罪死在十字架上，他就被神提升到他的右边，坐在天父的右边吗？
Wasn't it when he sacrificed his own life for God, and he was elevated by God to his right side?
所以一个人什么时候感恩，他就什么时候得到更多的恩惠。
So from these examples, we can see those who give thanks will be blessed.
所以我们都感谢主，我们都乐意做一个感恩的人呐。
Thank God that we are all willing to become a person who give thanks to God.
在今年来我们周围当中充满了美好的见证人。
And during this year, among us, we have a lot of wonderful testimonies.
这些感恩的人呢，令我们非常的觉得为他们来感谢神。
And we are very happy, and also thank God for these people who learned to give thanks.
我在这次NCC才注意到说，原来在今年来呢，我们教会 Internet 方面的 project, Internet 方面的工作呢，我们有好多这个所谓的跟我们一样在社会上工作的这个 programmer, 他们辞掉了一年的工作这个把一年的时间呢献出来在做整个总会的工作，不知心的帮总会设计这些软体啊。
And just this time during the NCC meeting, I've learned that there were a lot of brothers and sisters in our church who quit their job or put their regular job aside for a year to volunteer to help out in designing our True Jesus Church web page.
我们感谢神这都是我们效法的对象。
Thank God these are the people that we should learn after.
神将很多福气通通很多恩典通通赐给我们。
God has granted us a lot of blessings and a lot of grace.
他们也要神也要再另外赐给我们一件事情。
God shall also grant us another thing,
就是一颗感恩的心啊。
Which is a heart of thanksgiving.
所以求神赐给我们这颗感恩的心。
So we ask God to give us a heart of
thanksgiving. 神爱我们。
God loves us.
让我们也来爱神。
So let us repay his love.
我们将得到更多的爱。
Then in return, we will receive more love.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.
我们一起来唱诗394首。
Please sing hymn 394.
for stamps contain. Thanks for home and thanks for far side. Thanks for hope that's when we frame. Thanks for joy and thanks for sorrow. Thanks for heavenly peace with me. Thanks for hope in the tomorrow. Thanks for all eternity. 请坐.
Please be seated.
我们要最后献上感恩的祷告。
Now we would like to offer our final Thanksgiving prayer.
我们常常觉得呢, 来教会祷告是一件最愉快的事情之一。
Oftentimes we may find that coming to church to pray is one of the most enjoyable times.
因为我们平常很忙, 比较少时间可以发出 播出一点时间来静心的祷告。
Because usually we are really busy and we probably don't have time to pay up a very sincere and respectful prayer.
我们求主耶稣 在这一段祷告的时间呢，给我们一颗安静的心，让我们来献上感恩的祭。
We ask God to grant us a peaceful heart during this moment of our prayer so we could offer the proper thanksgiving.
我们祷告的时间稍微久一点，那如果我们身体有欠安的，也可以坐着祷告。
We will pray for a long period of time. So those who are sick or ill, you can also sit on the chair to pray.
但是呢，相信我们一心一意的跟神祷告呢，这个时间很快就会过去。
I believe that if we pray to God with our sincere heart in one accord, then this time will pass by really quick.
我们在祷告当中求神纪念那些在我们生命当中曾经帮助过我们的恩人。
When we pray, let us pray for those or remember those who have lent us a helping hand or who have given us grace in our daily life.
我们在祷告当中求神纪念，凡是爱神热心爱神帮助弟兄姐妹这些敬爱的工人，敬爱的同领。
Also in our prayer, let us remember those people, brothers and sisters who have loved a church and also helped out in church.
我们更求神来纪念我们在教会里面的这些身体欠安的这些朋友们，求主耶稣的恩惠平安充满在他们的家中。
Also, let us continue to pray to God to take care of those brothers and sisters, families and friends who are ill or lack in health. May God bless them and protect them.
在祷告当中访问他们。
And during our prayer, let us visit them.
我们更不要忘了将我们最大的感谢献给我们天上的神。
And lastly, let us not forget to grant our greatest thanksgiving offer to God.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray in one accord.